Joining us now by phone is Patricia McCann of the Minnesota Department of Health. She's the lead research scientist and author of a study called Mercury in Newborns in the Lake Superior Basin. Welcome, Pat. Thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about what the purpose of the study was to begin with?
Sure. We wanted to find out if there were exposures in the Lake Superior Basin area to mercury that we would be concerned about. And so we measured levels of mercury in blood from newborns just to get an idea of what the range of exposures were, and again, to see if there were exposures that we might be concerned about.
What did the study show?
We found that most of the newborns that were tested had low or undetected levels of mercury in their blood, but overall there were 8% of the newborns that had mercury levels that were above a safe dose limit that's set by the EPA for methylmercury, which is the form of mercury that's found in fish. And the newborns tested from Minnesota were higher than the ones tested in Wisconsin and Michigan. About 10% of the babies in Minnesota had levels above that safe dose limit. We also found that the levels of mercury in the Minnesota newborns were higher in infants that were born during the summer months.
Why do you think the percentages were higher in Minnesota?
Well, this study only looked at the levels of mercury in the blood, so we don't have any information about the sources of mercury exposure. But we do know that from some studies that people in Minnesota have reported eating more fish. And we also know that some of the fish in the North Shore area, the inland lakes, the northerns and walleyes in those lakes have some high levels of mercury. So it could be that the mother was eating fish with higher levels of mercury. And the other thing that might influence it is that we tested a lot more babies from Minnesota. We tested over 1,100 babies in Minnesota and only 200 from Michigan and 140 from Wisconsin. So it could be that we just had such high numbers in Minnesota that we caught those babies that were higher in mercury. We just had much more likelihood of getting those babies that were higher.
Why should people be concerned about elevated mercury levels in newborns?
Well, exposure to too much mercury can affect our nervous system, and particularly a developing nervous system, like from a fetus or a child. And too much mercury can impact a child's ability to learn and process information.
How does mercury end up in the fish?
Well, fish mainly get mercury through the food that they eat. And so fish that are longer lived have had more time to eat, and fish that are higher on the food chain, fish that eat other fish, have the most mercury. And mercury enters the lakes and then the food chain of the fish mainly from air. And mercury gets into the air from both natural and man-made sources. The major sources of mercury to the air in Minnesota, or from Minnesota sources anyway, are from burning fossil fuels like coal to make electricity and from mining processes. But mercury can travel long distances in the air, and so we can actually get mercury here in Minnesota from China.
Well, there are fish advisories out. What fish should people, especially women of childbearing age, what fish should people be worried about eating?
The ones that that are long-lived and eat high on the food chain. In Minnesota, those are large walleyes, large northerns, muskie. Hopefully people don't eat many muskie. In the market, the fish to avoid, because they're, again, long-lived and high on the food chain, are shark and swordfish. But people should eat fish. They should eat fish that are low in mercury, and particularly pregnant women should eat fish because fish are really good for a developing baby. They're good for, or the omega-3s found in fish are good for brain and eye development. So the fish that are low in mercury in Minnesota are herring and lake whitefish from Lake Superior. So you're lucky that you have that right there. Those fish are really good and low in mercury and contaminants in general. And then panfish like crappie and sunfish are lower in mercury, and smaller fish in general are lower in mercury. So if someone is going to eat walleye and northern, then they should choose the smaller fish.
All right. Where can people go for more information on fish consumption advisories?
Well, we have information on our website, which is www.health.state.mn.us. And then if they just search for under fish, they should get our web pages on our advice. We also have brochures that are intended for different audiences. We have one that's intended for women of childbearing age and kids that people can pick up at local public health departments and DNR and some other sources, or they can call us and get have us send them brochures.
Okay. We're talking with Patricia McCann of the Minnesota Department of Health. She authored a recent study looking at mercury levels in newborns in the Lake Superior Basin. The results showed elevated levels of mercury in 10% of the samples from newborns in the Arrowhead. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Patricia?
Just that people should eat fish, but just make choices about eating fish that are low in mercury.
And as you said, herring is one of them. And right now we're getting herring here, fresh herring from inland lakes, from Greenwood Lake, which is really a treat. You can buy it in the grocery store. And
that sounds good.
I know. All right. You can find out more about the study, Mercury in Newborns in the Lake Superior Basin, on the Minnesota Department of Health website at health.state.mn.us. Thank you so much for joining us today, Patricia.
Thank you for your interest in this and helping us get this information out to people.